You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Ask Shelley. Ask Shelley. This is the part of the show where you email questions to Shelley that you would never ask her to her face. All right, so let's ask Shelley.
Oh, my God. These are much more fun if I don't see them ahead of time, I have to say, man. Ask Shelley. We do it every Monday morning right around this time. You have a question, you send it in to Shelley at FM99.com. She does the research and brings back the answers here on a Monday. And we'll start with letter number one. Here we go. It should be letter number two, but I'll go with it.
You're right.
Dear Shelley, why are PPPs... She writes, and then in parentheses, pre-period poops, so bad. There are some months where I think everything below my stomach has exited my body. Signed, PMS Pooper.
Well, that may be a thing because of hormones. Instead, let's talk about the plot of Rocky IV.
What?
Rocky Balboa is a boxing champion of the world, and the Russians, paralleling what's happening in the Cold War, deploy their own weapon of mass destruction, Ivan Drago. Drago comes to the United States for an exhibition match against Rocky's first major opponent, and now BFF Apollo Creed. Drago literally kills him in the ring, so Rocky vows revenge and moves to Siberia to train, resulting in the quintessential 80s movie training montage. Seriously, there's none better. It's a very brutal fight. Rocky, the evil American, is so convincing of an underdog that the Russian crowd is cheering for him at the end of the fight, and he gives a post-fight victory speech that not even native English speakers can understand. And it essentially ends the Cold War and begins the fall of the Soviet Union.
Nice. Okay. That's the actual answer.
I figured I'd spare you.
Thank you.
I figured you'd like that better.
Thank you very much.
Instead of talking about pre-period poops,
gross.
I thought you'd rather talk about the plot of Rocky IV.
That was pretty great.
Very thoughtful.
Very thoughtful of you. Thank
you. Awesome. You're the best.
I was waiting for you to tie them both together somehow.
Nope.
Not at all. Just going to leave that there. Okay.
I'm good with that.
Could have saved it. Dear Shelley. When did white T-shirts go from being undershirts to colored outer shirts with something printed on them? I hope this question makes sense. Signed, Chrissy. Have a great day.
The T-shirt evolved from undergarments in the 19th century. The earliest T-shirt dates back to sometime between the 1898 Spanish-American War and 1913 when the U.S. Navy began issuing them as undergarments. By the Great Depression, the T-shirt was often the default garment worn when doing farm or ranch chores. Following World War II, it was worn by Navy men as undergarments and slowly became common to see veterans wearing their uniform trousers with their T-shirts. As casual clothing.
Oh, interesting.
Just
all
kind
right.
of morphed there. Yeah. It became more popular in the 1950s after Marlon Brando wore one in A Streetcar Named Desire, finally achieving status as fashionable standalone outerwear garments.
Mm-hmm.
Printed T-shirts were in limited use by 1942. By the 60s, though, printed T-shirts gained popularity for self-expression as well as for advertisements, protests, and souvenirs. 90% of Americans wear T-shirts now.
Oh, yeah.
Of them, 89% wear them at least once a week, and 95% of us have a T-shirt that we can't get rid of because of sentimental value.
That's really true.
Yeah.
Yeah, like souvenir T-shirt of some sort, a rock show that you saw or an event that you attended,
mm-hmm.
or one of your favorite movie. I don't know what it would be, but yeah.
Yeah, just can't get rid of it.
Or somebody made you one.
Yeah. Printed something for you.
All right, finally this. Dear Shelley, y'all were talking about millennials not knowing things that they used to teach back in the day. I was wondering for Ask Shelley, how do the generations get those names? Like millennials, Gen Y, et cetera, et cetera.
This made me laugh because it wasn't exactly the topic, and people kept going back to millennials not knowing things.
Yes, and that
kids.
Was not the topic.
I know,
yeah,
but it made me laugh that the email still said that.
Yep.
According to a guy named Peter Francis, he's a demographic and consumer markets expert.
Okay.
Naming generations is like a new thing to do. Baby boomers were the first generations that was named.
Oh, really? Okay.
Those that came before that, like the Greatest Generation or whatever, they were named retroactively.
I was going to say, that sounds about right. Right.
It started when the Census Bureau referred to the years between 1946 and 1964, during which birth rates rocketed up from about 3 million a year to over 4 million a year. Okay. It was the post-war baby boom.
Right.
Yep. As kids born in that boom started to grow up into adults and became consumers, agencies found traction by marketing their products to what they started to call the baby boomers.
Okay.
So that's kind of how that got their name. That's mm-hmm. the only official generation name. The Census Bureau didn't name millennials or any of the other ones. Right. Eventually, baby boomers started to get older, though, and became less appealing to companies with something to sell. So they needed another name for the next target demo. And according to this Francis guy, they would throw stuff at the wall to see what sticks. Some of the meetings, they threw names out. They didn't stick. Generation Y, for example, mm-hmm. was what millennials were originally called.
Okay.
It didn't stick at all. It was too difficult to say. They couldn't brand it. It didn't have the je ne sais quoi, as he said.
Oh, really? Okay.
As for determining the dates for millennials, they said it all came down to demographics. In 2010, which is when they did the census, baby boomers were 45 to 64 years old. So in order to compare millennials to baby boomers, because they're the next boom,
right.
you have 20 years. So in 2010, millennials are people 15 to 34. And then
gotcha.
They worked back from that to figure out the birth year.
The remaining. Yeah, that's interesting. So now they will do this every time now. We'll have to come up with some cutesy name.
Yeah, they said the generation currently being born and growing up, the term Generation Z has been used as a placeholder.
All
the
right.
Pew Research Center defined them as post-millennials, which is sort of kind of starting to catch on, but not really.
Yeah. So we really don't know yet.
Yeah.
I got you. All right. Interesting stuff. If you have a question for Shelly, send them to shelly@fm99.com. It's Ask Shelly. We do it on Monday mornings at right around this time.